Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's for you. Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, an absolutely outstanding resource for small business, especially home-based businesses, and a wonderful, dedicated person who works hard for small business, home-based business owners. Beverly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you. Good morning to you. And also, she has brought with her a real live home-based business person. Her name is Terry Harris. She is the a director of an organization called Creative Memories. And Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Let me tell you just a little bit about her. She's married. She has two daughters. One of them is grown and working. Congratulations, Terry.
Thank you.
And
we
one
made
is
it.
A sophomore. That's a big deal these days. One of them is a sophomore in college, and she resides in Bethesda, Maryland. Her Creative Memories career began 9 years ago, and while she was still teaching school, I want to make that point, she started her small business while she had another job. We're going to get her to talk about that in a little bit. One of the things that she does is she provides training for her team of associates and others who would like to do what she does, and we're going to get her to tell us about that as well. Terry, tell us a little bit about Creative Memories. Now, one of the things we want to do today is make sure that we talk about what you do. Whenever we have a home-based business person on the show, we always talk about the industry that they're in, because there may be someone listening who this might give them some ideas, either to do exactly what you're doing, or it may give them an idea to do something similar to what you're doing.
Right. Well, Creative Memories is a fairly new direct sales company. It started in 1987, so it's only 12 years old. And it was basically started by two women. The neat thing about it is it's kind of started real small-town America almost, because it didn't start in a corporate boardroom where people sat there and decided we're going to develop this company to do this.
And threw a bunch of money with it.
Right. Uh-huh. It grew out of a need. And the need was for people to get their photos organized, their memories preserved, their huge photo mountains, something done with them that everybody's got.
Mine are in a shoebox.
Yeah, well, oddly enough, the original company name was Shoebox to Showcase.
Ah.
And that's true. I think most people have photos in a shoebox. And so this need grew, and more people came on board to spread the message, and that was the beginning of the company. And now there are over 45,000 consultants internationally, and what we do is a business out of our home, and we teach classes at our home or others on how to get your pictures organized and how to preserve them safely, meaningfully, and creatively.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, would you let people know, is this a franchise? Is there a fee to get involved?
It's you wouldn't call it exactly a franchise, although I liken it to that. It is a direct sales company, and anyone can join. Anyone can do what I do. It's a single-level marketing company. It's not a multi-level.
It's not multi-level.
No, not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's
right.
That's not the structure. It's single-level marketing in that every consultant in the world who does what I do deals directly with Creative Memories, buys their products directly from Creative Memories, not from an upline distributor.
But there is
a three-tier compensation plan. I and anyone else can build a downline structure of people that work with us.
Are you compensated by their business?
Yes, I am.
So
right.
In that way, it's a little bit like a multi-level.
Right.
But in the way that you everyone connects directly to the
exactly.
to the headquarters.
Single level. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That makes it single level. That's an interesting.
Right.
That's
right.
An interesting way to do business.
So
Beverly, I'm not familiar
concept.
With. I've never seen one like that before.
Well, I haven't either, and I have. I'm not in the habit of endorsing companies, but I have been knowledgeable of Creative Memories for a number of years and feel very good about that company.
Mm-hmm. It is a wonderful company to work with, and it's to become a consultant yourself, it's the fee, quote-unquote fee, for getting your training kit is only $175 plus sales tax. And
so you could start a small business for $175.
$175, right.
Yeah.
And you could, I mean, you literally...
And some elbow grease.
Pardon me?
And a little bit of elbow grease.
Yes, a little bit of elbow grease.
Shoe leather.
That's right. That helps. And there's no need for anybody to run their business in the red. You could literally start with that 175 and build your business. I teach ways, you know, to do that so that you can really always stay in the black and be profitable.
Mm-hmm. This is very interesting. How did you find out about them?
Actually, one of the co-founders was on a radio program, and I happened to be listening to it, and I was telling a friend of mine about it. She wanted to do some photo albums for her daughters. I had always kept photo albums. Now, mind you, they were all the gunky, filled with acid kind of photo albums that we've had for a generation to deal with, and we do market a line of photo-safe albums and supplies so that your pictures, after going to the trouble to make albums, are not going to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And but I had always kept my pictures in albums, so that was not new to me, and I had even always done it creatively by cropping and in certain shapes or adding journaling or little cutouts from cards or stickers or that kind of thing, all of which we do. So I had never really, when I heard this on the radio, it was funny, I didn't think in terms of doing my own albums that way, but when my friend inquired about doing albums for her daughters, I said, well, you know, I heard this on the radio, and I'll find out the 800 number for you, because if you're going to take the time to do these albums for them, you might as well do them the right way.
Which we're going to do in just a minute. We're going to let you give, I hope you've got an 800 number to give out, Terry.
I do.
And we're going to make sure people know how to get in contact with them and perhaps with you.
Okay.
Folks, our 800 number here on this show, if you'd like to call and talk to me, Beverly, and Terry, is 888-822-8255. We'd like for you to join us, if you will. 20 after the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 24 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. 1-888-822-8255. Now, put that number, after you dial that number, put it aside and put a circle around it, because we're going to give you another number in a second, and this is the number that you can use to call the Creative Memories folks. If you're interested in following up on this, this might be something you'd want to do. And also, when you call them, tell them, I'm not getting anything from this, folks, but I would like for them to know that Terry Harris, Jim Blassingame, and Beverly Williams suggested you give them a call. Tell them you heard about it on the air. Terry, tell us the phone number to call Creative Memories or whatever number you've got.
Okay, it's 1-800-341-5275.
Say it again.
1-800-341-5275.
Okay, and we'll give you that number out. Terry, don't let me forget. We'll give that number out again later in the hour.
Okay.
And folks, check that out if you want to. What will they do what will happen when they call that number, Terry?
They will send them some information about Creative Memories.
Free?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yep, absolutely.
So if you just want to call and get an envelope, some information about about Creative Memories, just call that number.
Mm-hmm.
No obligation,
and
find out about it.
And yeah, they will put them in touch with someone nearby who is a consultant who could help them as well, who they could call if they, depending on what their need was. And sometimes in many areas there isn't someone nearby, so we really would need them.
Yeah, that'd be a good, mm-hmm. Beverly, I was just thinking of a lady, a young mother out there at home. She's got small children. Maybe she doesn't have the education she'd like to have,
right,
as she needs to get a high paying job, and she can't earn enough money to even overcome the daycare for her children.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd like to earn some money, and so I was thinking about that person. Perhaps she would be someone who would be interested in starting something like this. But Terry, then I thought, wait a minute, that's awfully sexist. I bet there are guys doing this.
A few. It's mostly women, though.
I was wrong, huh?
I think now, yeah.
Boy, that's the first time that's ever happened.
Just because you're such a sensitive guy, Jim.
Yeah,
right. Well, I've even had some guys in some of my classes, and some of them are the ones who do the family albums. But mostly the preserving of the family memories falls to the woman of the house.
Yeah.
That's just kind of the way it's been.
I guess that's just kind of the way things are, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're the emotional people, you know, the right brain people who just enjoy doing that. We're usually the ones with the camera, and you have to really be careful because when you're the one with the camera, you're not in many of the pictures.
Mm-hmm. I guess maybe, I wonder if that's the reason, Beverly, why I have my lady friend tells me that there's no bull riding channel on her television, and I tell her that there's no home and garden channel on my television. And
that's right.
I guess is that kind of the same thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we could do a whole show on that subject. I think you'd rather not.
I think you're exactly right. No, I don't want to go there anymore. Let's change the subject. Beverly, you had a question you were going to ask Terry.
I did, and I think it's very interesting, Terry. You said that, one, if people call the 800 number, they can get a packet of information that's absolutely free with no obligation, and that's a real plus when people are looking for a business opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's something that they need to look at.
Right.
But I would also be interested in knowing, when you do that, if you decide you do want to follow up and pursue this, what kind of support do they give you to your startup other than putting you in contact with a local person if there is one?
Right.
And what kind of ongoing support is it? Do they just sort of let you buy your supplies and leave you alone, or do they provide other kind of support?
Right. The support is really fabulous, and I have heard that from people who start doing Creative Memories who have been involved in other direct sales companies. Not that there's anything wrong with the others, but I've been told, and I don't have that experience, so I can only go by what they're saying. They say, you have no idea how fabulous the company support is here. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I know it's fabulous, but I don't have anything to compare it to.
What would be an example of something that you think would be really good for any company like that to provide in the way of support?
Well, I think they need to provide ongoing training. They need to provide a system where the person, the new consultant, and even the seasoned consultant can receive ongoing training. Now, we have regional conventions annually in several regions in the country and a national convention.
Mm-hmm.
They provide a monthly newsletter. There's support from your upline consultant in terms of meetings and newsletters. And they have an 800 number that consultants can call for information anytime.
Terry, stand by. We've got to take a break. Beverly, hang on with us. Folks, it's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back, Heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're visiting with two of my heroes, Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the AAHBB, the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. And if you've been listening to this show for very long, you know that she is one of the heroes. And a small business person, a home-based business person, Terry Harris, which makes her, in my opinion, a hero. And she is a director of her own organization, which is associated with a company called Creative Memories. And we're talking about how she, the company that she operates herself, the products that she offers, how they support her. We're talking about how she is and we're about to talk to her about how she got this started and how she transitioned from one job to the other. And before we do that, though, I want to tell you a couple of things. I want to remind you that if you'd like to call and get a free registration to the 1999 Small Business Survival Summit in Washington, D.C., May 17th through the 19th at the University Club. That's next week. If you call me, I'll get you a free registration. It's a $150 registration. I'll get it for you for free. The folks, Karen Kerrigan at the Small Business Survival Committee, has given me some of these to give out to you now. And I may have an important announcement to make, an interesting announcement to make, hopefully tomorrow on that subject. And if you'd like to join us today, right now, our number is 888-822-8255. You can talk to me, or Beverly, Terry, or you can say whatever you want. Beverly, I would like for you to take a moment and tell us a little bit about the AHBB and how they can contact you.
Well, I'm happy to do that. I keep forgetting to do that.
We've got to do that because your organization is too important. I want people to know about it.
Well, thanks, Jim. I appreciate that support. And Terry has been a longtime supporter and member of the AAHBB as well. The association has a website with all kinds of information, both on how to get started in a home-based business and about membership. That's at www.aahbb.org, O-R-G, www.aahbb.org. Or they can call 1-800-447-9710 and get some information from there, as well as reach us through our voicemail.
And $30 a year will get you a membership, right, Beverly?
$30 a year.
30 measly, paltry dollars a year. Now, Terry, you've been a member of the AHBB, haven't you?
I have.
And you are?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Is your $30 worth the money?
Oh, absolutely. And I encourage people all the time to join, because I feel that it is really important. Beverly and the whole organization are out there really stomping the ground and fighting for us little people here home working. And there's a great need in all areas of the country to change laws and to work with us. And they are doing that. They're doing a fabulous job.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah.
Appreciate those words. That is what we're trying to do, is to, one, to increase the professional image of the home-based business person. We are real business people working very, very hard to make a living and a life for ourselves under the same roof. And there is no other way for them to be able to go to Capitol Hill and have their say on things like the home office deduction and other deductibility of your health insurance premiums, all those issues that you really need a voice, and that's what we're trying to provide, along with some benefits of group buying power and things of that nature.
Beverly, you were going to get Terry to talk to us about making the transition.
I would love to know, Terry, because I get asked the question all the time from people, how do I know when to quit my day job? And I know that you were teaching.
Right.
And you began doing creative memories before you quit teaching, is that correct?
Yes, I did. I had an overlap of both jobs for 4 years. It was also a period of time that my husband was out of work for a window of that time, and you know, we had two children at home, so it was stressful. It was probably, you know, if I looked at my picture at that point, I wouldn't have said this is the perfect time to start a home business. But I was passionate about it. I loved it. And I have decided there is never a perfect time to start a home business. There's never a perfect time to do anything. You know, you have to jump in with both feet and do it.
Right, but I'd like to make sure that people heard that very important word in there called passion.
Passion. And in fact, just last night I had a Creative Memories opportunity night to learn about the business with people who were interested, and I always tell them there's only one job qualification for this business, and that is your passion for it. Mm-hmm. I can teach you the rest. And I think that is so important. I think whatever business you're in, doesn't have to be Creative Memories, anything, if you have a passion for it, if you love it, the rest will fall into line. But I've seen people join with all kinds of skills and a list as long as your arm of what they're good at in terms of business skills and so forth, and they'll fall flat on their face because they don't have the passion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but being a former teacher is not necessarily criteria for teaching other people how to do the
problem. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's a very different thing. I happened to also be somebody who loved crafts and loved taking pictures and that kind of thing. So it just seemed like a perfect fit for me, and it really is. In all the 9 years, there's just never been a day when I've wanted to throw in the towel.
Well, one of the things, Terry, we've got to take a break here.
Okay.
Stand by, Beverly. One of the things that you might want to... might be wondering is how do I know if I have a passion for this? Well, we'll give you a number here in a few minutes when we come back, that way you can order the information to find out if it's something you can get passionate about. Stand by. We're going to be right back with Beverly Williams and Terry Harris. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. Stay with us, please. All right, we're back. It's 44 after. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just remember the name of the show. Put the normal stuff on the front and the back, and that's where you'll be. And when you get there, if you click on the Brain Trust site, you will be able to find out more about Beverly Williams, which will link you also to her organization, the AAHBB, and, or if you just want to go to her website, it's the AAHBB.org, right?
Right.
All right. And our other guest is Terry Harris. She is a director of Creative Memories, which is a company that helps people to preserve their photo albums, their photos and memories. And what other products, Terry, do you guys offer?
Well, we offer a large array of albums and all the way down to craft supplies like decorative scissors and borderline rulers and stickers and colored paper. We also offer things that that help you with different tools that help you with cutting your paper, your cropping your pictures, special cutters. And
Terry, if someone wanted to contact you we've given them the 800 number. I want you to give that again right now, but I also want you to give your local number. If someone who's listening over WMET out of Gaithersburg, 1150,
okay,
which is near you,
right,
someone would like to contact you directly rather than go through the 800 number first. Give us both of those numbers.
Sure. Okay. My number is 301-320-9404.
Mm-hmm.
And the 800 number for Creative Memories is 1-800-341-5275.
All right. Thank you for that, Terry. Beverly, I would like for Terry to talk to us about, I know you guys have talked about this before, about some of the things that she's learned about being a home-based business, just in general, not specifically about what you do, Terry, but about just in general for the things that would benefit any home-based business person.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things is what were some of the challenges, and still are probably the challenges, of balancing family and work under the same roof, Terry. I know you were telling me what this Friday's schedule is like, and that sort of leaves your husband and anybody else around out in the cold. But how do you find that balance?
You are always in a situation where you're trying to find that balance.
The elusive thing, huh?
Right. I'm not sure you ever achieve it, but you get close sometimes, if you're lucky. And it just really takes a lot of discipline. When I started my business, I still had one in elementary school, and now we're an empty nest.
Yeah.
So I've been through the whole gamut of the teenage years and all the rockiness of that through my business and starting with younger children. People who start with babies and toddlers and little kids at home, that's a real challenge. It's a challenge to try to find that window of time to actually sit at your desk and work or make a few phone calls.
Can you tell us one thing that you have done that has helped you keep that in perspective, how to do that balance?
I think one good thing is to try to set office hours for yourself, to say that I'm going to be working during these hours, and work it around your family, that sometimes those hours might be in the evening when Dad's home to babysit.
Right.
They might be on a Saturday when Dad's home to babysit. They might be during the day while the kids are at school.
When you set those hours, do you then talk to your family and say, I need to set aside this time to work in the office?
Right, and then I was going to say, you know, especially for kids at home, you know, have a time where they understand that you need to be working. You know, mommy's going to be working during this time. And then, especially for younger kids, I think it helps to have small spurts of work time, break in between, play with your child for a minute and help, you know, work with them, and then, okay, mommy's going to be back to work again for a while, and so that, you know, they can see that balance and that you're not completely ignoring them, but that there is a time when mommy has to work. And I think, too, a lesson that I learned too late, that I advise people very differently now, is in terms of the financial benefit of your business, don't wait until you're making big money to give the family a piece of the pie.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is that, for instance, especially with young kids, I think this works. It works with husbands too, but especially with kids or young kids, you know, that they need to see the relationship between the fact that they're helping by cooperating, or they're helping by stamping brochures, or they're helping by being quiet while mommy's on the phone.
So you imprint, you're imprinting
them. And there's a reward for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even, you know, when you get your commission check each month, or when you get your profits from teaching a class, even if you can only take the family to the ice cream store, do it. And make a relationship with that, with your kids, that, do you remember all those times that you helped mommy by doing this and this and this? Well, we're going to the ice cream store because I was able to do that.
You know, what a great way to imprint your children in the world,
mm-hmm.
the world of business, and not just you know, not big business. This is
right.
This is grassroots business.
Right.
This is rubber meets the road kind of business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good
ideas. Very good ideas. Thank you, Terry. Folks, we're going to take a break. It's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back with Beverly Williams and Terry Harris. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's 54 after. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us today. And our two special guests this hour include our old friend, Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and our new friend, Terry Harris, who is a director with Creative Memories. And Terry is talking to us about her home-based business that she started 9 years ago. She worked her regular job, her day job, for 4 years while she was developing her business. And Beverly, I just think that that's a really important thing to say and to emphasize,
right.
That to let people know that, in my opinion, I think you agree with me, one of the best ways to do this, if you have a day job, don't quit the day job to start your home-based business. Grow it incrementally. Start out mm-hmm. slow. And that's what you were talking about, Terry, by hooking up with organizations like Creative Memories, there are many others out there,
mm-hmm.
you can do it without actually costing any money.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Or very little money, at least to start with. Beverly, one of the things that I wanted Terry to talk about was, and I know this is something that you've had to deal with yourself, I guess we all have, and that is something called moving out of the comfort zone.
Right. Well, I think Terry made a comment when we were talking earlier about stretching herself during this business, and how the fact that 10 years ago she probably would not have been comfortable doing a radio show like this and so forth. And I think that's important. We so many times focus on money as the measure of success. But Terry, you talk about the personal growth that came for you with your business. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. That is a real exciting part. And not only, Beverly, would I have not felt comfortable doing this show, I would have died of fright doing this show. You were being too kind. But for myself personally, and to watch others in this business grow and stretch, I happen to love a challenge, and so I'll do things purposely that I know are a stretch for me, because I know that it's going to stretch me and I'm going to grow, and it just feels good. It's kind of like physical exercise. It feels so good to do it and to get in shape. Well, it feels good to stretch too beyond your comfort zone, and I think it's something that we just have to determine we will do.
If you don't do that, you'll never know what you're made of, will you?
Exactly, exactly. And I have seen gals just stretch and grow in this business, and they just almost become different people. They're so much more self-assured, and they can do things that they never thought they could do before.
Is networking, marketing the company through networking, one of those areas where you found people stretch themselves and win?
Absolutely. I think, you know, our best marketing tool is our mouth,
uh-huh.
And you just have to open it.
Yep.
You know, nobody's going to know what you have to offer if you don't open your mouth, and sometimes that's difficult for people, but the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And the more you grow, and the more your business grows.
Terry, we've just got about 30 seconds. Do you have any closing comments you'd like to make to anyone who's listening out there?
I would just say that if you have a heart for something, follow that. Do it, go for it, and don't worry about whether it's the right time, or don't worry about whether you're qualified. Just take the step out and do it, and you'll find that you can.
Thank you, Terry Harris, for that. You did a great job today.
Thank you.
And don't forget, you're my hero.
thank you. I enjoyed being with you today.
It was great. Beverly, as always, you were great, too.
Oh, well, Jim, thank you. You make it easy to be great.
And what a
wonderful service this show provides.
Yeah.
Thank you, Beverly. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Got to wrap it up for this hour, folks. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, like Beverly and Terry, small business owners. Because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame, the small business. Beverly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.